The internet is something that is everywhere. People are constantly connected to each other using items like laptops, tablets, and cell phones. And it is not just limited to adults. Children are introduced to the internet at very young ages. Everywhere you look, there are people using apps on their cell phones and accessing the internet in restaurants via free Wi-Fi. There have been many changes to technology and the internet since its creation, allowing people to communicate instantaneously all over the globe. I decided to interview a friend that is fairly knowledgeable about technology to get his viewpoint and understanding of the digital world. What is the internet?
The internet is a system of computers around the world that serve information.
Where does the information come from?
The information comes from many computers. Usually they're owned by the company of the website that has them, uses them.
How long has the internet been around?
I believe it's been around since the 60s, maybe the 70s.
After getting his background knowledge, I wanted to see what he thought of the internet today. How do you think people use the internet today?
Today, you can check for a fact that most of the internet traffic is like Facebook and social things and Netflix and streaming videos and things like that. Those two are basically it.
Do you think that people today use the internet for its intended use?
When you put it that way, I would say no. Basically, the internet used to be text only, and there was a way to do that electronically, and it was really for, I think it was meant for emergency purposes, so it's definitely outgrown what it was created for.
Who controls the internet?
Nobody really controls the internet. Each country has their own set of rules against it, but really the internet is a bunch of computers owned by a bunch of different people, and there's certain facilities in place that are run by the government, but really it's all the people.
Ben seemed to have really good background knowledge on the internet. I venture to guess more so than the average person. After interviewing Ben, I researched on the internet some of his answers to his questions on the internet history, and was impressed with how accurate some of his responses were. I also believe that the internet has expanded beyond its intended use. With the invention of the internet, life has been changed forever in terms of locating and sharing information and in communication.